And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running.
What is up, Wisconsin? And you're listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK. Joel Clayfish co-hosting the show with my good friend Danielle Fairman.
Oh, you're co-hosting?
I had to pop off my headphones because I was getting some feedback going on there. Anya in the studio.
Hey, great job, by the way. Dropping it over there.
Thank you.
Anastasia filling in for the show just ahead of us. She did a great job. That was fantastic. I enjoyed listening to that. You were really good.
You did? Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely did.
That was good stuff. Man, I have to tell you, I have had the wackiest week ever. Got back from New York on Monday.
Yeah, a short weekend trip.
A weekend trip to the Adirondacks in New York, hunting the molt migration with the Fowl Life, Chad Belding and a bunch of folks up there, Nick McNamara at Basswood Lodge. Absolutely fantastic, unbelievable. Slam the geese. I mean, come out of the blind with our stomachs absolutely sore from laughing.
You know, that's the best kind.
That is the best. That is just the greatest. Mm-hmm. Had a fantastic week at the legislature. I'm just going to put this out there just because I'm so excited about it. Had a bill that's going to help people in wheelchairs get their wheelchairs fixed. Passed the Senate committee. It was in 5-0. So we've got legislators doing the right thing. That made my day. Had an awesome time doing that. Hunted geese this morning with Kyle and Mike. Ooh. And Mike shot a double-banded goose with a GPS neck collar last week on a hunt. I wasn't on that hunt. It just absolutely kills me.
I could go for that right now. Time. I could definitely go for that right now. You know, we both brought our calls in.
We did bring our calls in.
We're those people.
That's right, baby. Call them in from wherever they are. I've become
inside the studio. Shoot them.
I thought that since I hunted for as long as I have now, that I would start thinking, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. would start getting old. I am more excited about goose hunting and waterfowl hunting than I ever have been.
Good.
It's
once you start getting tired of it, that's when you need to start worrying.
I'm absolutely obsessed. And I have this thing now, like bands. To me, like bands are a trophy, yes, but they're literally an artifact. They're literally a historical artifact. I shot a band this year, and it was from a goose that was older than 10 years old.
No way. How do I not know this story yet?
Well, because I'm just telling you on the air, Danielle. Just got back for God. Understand the craziness of our lives. I mean, we're running all over the place. And I have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you the name Kathy Armstrong, because this woman is an absolute hero. You know the A-Team, the disability network that I work with?
Mm-hmm.
We started the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. Robin Kennedy from the Kennedy Clown, our 5 loyal listeners from Oconomowoc, she and I conceived of the A-Team Adventure Series. We take folks with disabilities, get them into the outdoors, have them participate in the outdoors, and it has been just fantastic. It has blown up. Just drove straight here from Crystal Lake Park in Beaver Dam, where we did an outdoor adventure series about cooking. We made those little tinfoil things where you'd put the meat and the vegetables in? We made pizza pudgy pies with venison.
Ooh.
With ground venison. It was so delicious. Awesome. Everybody had a great time. It was so delicious. I, of course, ate more than I should. But watching people get into the outdoors and do something they've never done is so exciting to me.
It's so rewarding.
I cannot contain myself.
Good.
It was so much fun. Had such a great time. Opening of the duck season is Saturday.
Northern opener was last weekend. Super Northern dry up north.
Did you go up there?
I went up there, yes, but I didn't shoot anything. I didn't see a darn thing. Well, I saw, but they never came towards me. Well, and plus, I only got to hunt for one day because I worked almost 65 hours last week. So.
Jeez. Yeah. You're never going to be on your deathbed and say, I wish I would have worked
well,
more.
Well, see, construction, I have off 3 months out of the year, so.
That's true. And you do have off during the time that you can hunt.
Yep. So I'll put it in now because it's hot and nasty and I hate hot weather.
Listen, if you're joining us tonight and if you're new listeners out there, because you're going to be listening to the single hottest football high school player in the state. He is absolutely on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers are out of control. Second time high school player of the week in the entire state. He's going to be on the show. Civic Media does a lot with high school football around the state. Not mm-hmm. only do we have the number one team, although I'm going to argue Kettle Moraine's the number one team, but they're in different divisions. Sussex Hamilton's the number one team right now. Tyler Hatcher, this kid is on fire. You're going to have to hear from him personally. We have an exclusive here on WAUK 540 AM, Raised in Wisco. He's in the studio with us. He's going to be joining us at 7:30. But in the meantime, I'm going to break ranks, Anya. Ooh,
what?
Now, is that a new nickname or is that something?
No, that's an old nickname.
It.
Yeah.
I like it. And you, and
me too.
I heard you say you were Polish.
I more did that. So the song I played before is the only song I've ever heard that has my nickname in it.
Ah.
It's Hollywood by Marina and the Diamonds. And she says, she is a Polish girl in America, tall, tan, hot, blonde called Anya.
Look,
almost 90% of that doesn't apply, but it's my name.
Well,
so
you know what?
It's all you, Anya. I like
Tiny
Anastasia.
Good Anya.
I get that one a lot.
Good Anya.
Oh, man.
Good Anya. You get it?
I did it.
Yeah.
It's better than what I used to get, which is people thought my nickname was Onion. So.
Onion?
Yeah, I got that
one
a lot.
Well, you could just say I have so many layers.
Well, good one.
Thank you. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
In order to know what I'm like, you have to get past my appeal. I don't know.
Mm.
That's an Onion joke too, isn't it? Kind of. They're both dad jokes. That's all I know. Hey, I'm so excited about talking to Tyler Hatcher and what has gotten to him to this point. But I'm going to break rank right now. How much time we have left before the break? We got a few minutes left yet?
Yeah, you've got like 6.5 minutes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to break. This show is so jam-packed. I'm bringing in the guests right off the bat.
I'm super
Jessica
excited.
Jessica and...
Well, what? What? Why'd you stop?
Jessica Ann and I hunted together on opening of goose season this year. Jessica Ann, mega superstar of the wild rice race. Wild rice. Jessica Ann's here. What is happening? We hunted together on opening day goose season. It was a barn burner, barrel burner. What did we have? Like a 12-man limit?
12-man limit.
11-man limit.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was amazing.
What is up with you? What are you
I kept
doing
watching
right now?
Those Snapchats while I was at work. I was so like happy
in the
and
moment.
Sad and happy and angry. Like, oh, I should be there.
Well,
but I wasn't.
One of the coolest things, I mean, I'm on a show on the Outdoor Channel. You're on a show on the Outdoor Channel. So we kind of have that solidarity in mind. And for people like us who do the outdoors because we love it, but then we also do it as part of our careers. This is the time in the state of Wisconsin to be out there and just enjoying it. And frankly, you know, you got to make hay when the sun shines too, and the sun is shining. So what have you been up to?
So this season, we really kicked it off, obviously opening day. I was hunting with you, Joel, and we were pretty busy. I started, as you guys know, for those who, this is their first time listening in. I've been on the show a few times, but my show and what I do is actually I get kids involved in the outdoors. So I kicked off this season with our youth waterfall event. And so that was really fun. One of our newer sponsors, McMiller Sports Center, we hosted the field education day. So it's really cool. You know, we had a total of 5 kids this year. So on September 9th, we had like the whole morning, all these kids that were chosen for that opportunity. We really wanted to not just take them out for the hunt, right? We really want to really encompass them and give them the opportunities and education as much as possible. So that day we did everything from reviewing hunter safety, some gun firearm education, did some live fire, really wanted to make sure that they were able to operate and handle a firearm safely before we go in the field. We had duck calls there with duck call seminar. They got brand new acrylic duck calls donated by my sponsor, which was really fun. Slayer calls. And then we had, we ended up having Cara there with Woodrow Gun Dogs. So she brought her dogs there. We really got the kids involved with understanding the concept of the dogs and their role in the waterfowl hunting. And then we had the guides who were there. So Feet Down Guide Service with Cody Ferrari. So he was there. They brought the blinds, the decoys, all the things, and really set it up to like give them like little mini crash courses. And then we put it all together in a mock scenario. They had blanks in their guns. They were laying in the layout blinds or the A-frames. We had the dogs. We had had fresh ducks there. It was great. And so we were able to really mimic a hunt as much as possible in a very safe scenario. So then the following weekend, we actually took them out hunting for the statewide Wisconsin Youth Waterfowl Weekend.
Oh, that's exciting.
So yeah, so September 16th and 17th, we took some kids. So the one day, Saturday, we took a young boy and his father for his first goose hunt. And it was awesome. He got his first goose.
Yay.
So being a part of that was really awesome, very fun, memorable that he could share also with his father, who is mm-hmm. very passionate in waterfowl hunting. And then the next day we took the other remaining four kids with scheduling. We tried to split it up, but that was a rough one. Those kids were troopers. It was absolutely like atrociously raining the entire time.
Ooh,
but
that's
these
the worst.
Kids, I mean, it was downpouring, but these kids were troopers and they stood through it. None of the ducks would like come close, but they did amazing and they had a blast and not one single kid complained, and they're all still very grateful for the opportunity. We still want to get them out again this year, but definitely it's been a very jam-packed doing that. And then this upcoming weekend, I have on Sunday our youth pheasant hunt, so we're taking three kids for that, and that'll be at Wern Valley in Waukesha.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You know what I see? This is all fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Guess what's missing?
Me?
No,
hunting?
No. Well, It's always better to, you know, it's always fun to hunt. But I think what's missing in the youth waterfowl events that you're doing at these places is a cooking segment.
Exactly. They need to know what to do after.
Do you know
what
I'm saying? Look,
yes.
I am not fat by coincidence. Okay? Do you understand that? It is not a it is a direct result of what I put in my mouth.
All the food.
Food is my favorite dish.
Yes.
And you have that one goose there. I'm just saying, I think maybe we should do some coordinating, and next year you should have food be a part of it and make something out of whatever wild game is harvested.
So I think that would be great, because usually for those field education days too, and or for the actual field hunts, we actually try to provide food for them. So I think that would be a great opportunity. Or even on Sunday, you know, when we have like our youth pheasant one, being able to provide food for these families that come and are part of that experience, to be able to provide, you know, some wild game.
That'd
for
be
me.
Fantastic.
I think that's a great idea. And don't go anywhere. We have got Tyler Hatcher, the number one high school football player in the state, coming up at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, what's up next for the Wild Race? Join us at 844-967-2789. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back.
Let's get ill, that's the deal. Applicator will bring the bugged out thrill. Just lose your mind, this is the time. Your kids stand still, twist and bang your spine. Just bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We've got Jessica Ann in the studio from the Wild Race. We went into the break talking about youth, getting the youth into hunting. And you folks who listen to the show and know anything about it know the most important thing to me is getting new hunters, new anglers out into the woods and the outdoors of Wisconsin. And you know, I'm super jacked to say that I just came from an event that works on getting folks with disabilities out into the outdoors, which is also important. But I want to talk about food for a second. I just, in New York, I made something for the first time, and this led me to understand there's a difference between dumplings depending on where you are.
And dumplings?
Dumplings. What is a dumpling to you?
It goes in chicken and dumpling soup, a little flour rolled up in a little thing bobber and strap it in there, and chicken and dumpling soup. That's all I got.
So is dumpling more like a noodle to you?
No, it's, what's that?
Jessica, what's a dumpling to you?
Gnocchis.
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 Yeah.
It's like a potato.
Yeah, a gnocchi is a potato dumpling.
Not a potato. It's like a,
No, gnocchi's potato. Yep.
Yeah, it's a potato dumpling.
Yeah.
I've made them since I was a child. My mom's first generation American from Italy. I can make those literally from scratch. I mean, they're so good. But like four of them will make you gain 700 pounds.
Like a pierogi? Isn't that like
a pierogi is a Polish dish that is actually stuffed. Yeah. And pierogies are delicious. Stuffed with mashed potatoes, sometimes with types of sausage. Mm-hmm. They're like the Polish version of a ravioli almost.
Interesting.
Kind of. Pierogies
okay.
are.
Okay.
Pierogi.
Back to this.
But that's
back to this dumpling.
Pierogi. I used to feed my grandchildren pierogies in the old country. That's my, I don't know what accent that was. It's just a something.
We were all here for it.
Jessica, what is a dumpling to you?
Oh.
Well, what is a dumpling? Is
I mean, it's like
that's my nickname.
It's like flour.
Right.
It's just flour, and then it's like, just like a...
Like a thick,
like
dish,
a thick,
chewy noodle-ish.
Yeah, like a thick, chewy noodle.
So when I grew up,
ish,
chicken and dumplings was like the baked dumpling, like the Bisquick dumpling, like almost like a biscuit
kind of.
But not crusty.
Yeah,
you know, like a moist biscuity thing in the soup.
Biscuity
thing. Perfect.
No.
Okay, so where is this dumpling story going?
Because
this moist dumpling.
Wild Canada Goose dumplings in New York for the guys and the crew and the hunters. And it turned out absolutely incredible. But then it started an argument as to what dumplings
dumpling
are.
Is.
So when I looked up like Bisquick dumpling, it was just the same as the thing I made. I made these dollops of Bisquick on top of this essentially stew or the gravy with the meat in it. And then I let them steam in there, and then I finished them off in the Traeger, so they got a little bit crusty on the top.
Yum.
What did you do? So opening day, you made goose breakfast burritos.
Yes.
Those were amazing.
Yes.
I've never had goose. Everyone's like,
you
know,
never had goose?
No. Like that. Like shredded goose.
Yeah, everybody thinks goose is gross,
good.
And it is so good.
It was so delicious.
If you just make it the right way. And the way I make it is with an Instant Pot, but it's really... Really, breaking down the wild, gamey taste is about three things. Heat over time does it. Physically grinding. So if you grind your goose into ground meat, that does it. And then an acid counteracts the pH, which is, you know, in the enzymes of the meat. So I do all, I put those in a crock pot with lemon or lime juice. I put oil in there. When it cooks all the way through, you shred it and then you stir it in there. And then the stock that's in there, the natural stock that's made, will absorb back into it, make it slippery like pulled pork almost.
So delicious.
It was whatever you did. It was amazing.
Well, that's, yeah,
I made
thank you.
Goose
You're welcome.
Mexican lasagna 2 days ago.
You showed up.
That sounds,
it was
that sounds
delicious.
Amazing.
Delicious. Delicious.
Mexican lasagna is kind of a contradiction of terms, though.
Yeah, isn't a Mexican lasagna just a quesadilla, or am I completely
no,
wrong?
No, it was. It, so you layer it.
So
you
how many...
layer it with, like you would with lasagna, but instead of noodles, it's corn tortillas.
Oh,
so that's why. Yeah,
it is so good.
Did you see the
so
light
that's
bulb?
Like a that's like a Mexican pizza.
Yeah,
it's not Mexican, real air. It's not really Italian, which is pizza, but it's you use a tortilla shell and crispy as the crust instead.
Mexizania.
Right? I do have to admit, Taco Bell is not it's not Mexican food.
No,
but it's really good.
It's dog
it still tastes good. Mexican pizza. It's not dog.
Why,
food.
Why can't we say that?
It's not dog.
What's
food.
Not
it's totally
dog food.
Dog food.
It's totally grade D human food. Okay. Jeez. Oh my
so
gosh.
Good.
Hey, real quick, because the break's already almost on us.
What's 2 minutes.
What can we expect to see in this season of the Amazing Race?
The Amazing
Wild Race. No. You know, I said that on purpose,
no,
by the way,
know.
Because of Wisconsin's wild race traditions.
No.
What can we expect
sure.
to see this season on the Wild Race?
So we have our youth events.
Listen, you guys can't team up on me. All
yes,
right?
we can.
No. You can't. No, you can't team up on.
We always stand.
Yeah. Well, this show made us friends. I did not know her until she came on.
This is true. But anyways, it's gonna be crazy. We have lots of waterfall adventures all across. I think there's a total of 10 different states we're hitting this year. We are supposed to go out west. Unfortunately, between work and everything, we're still trying to figure out some of those details. For the archery elk and archery mule deer. Otherwise, we have
what state?
Idaho.
I'm going out. Mule deer hunting for the first time
Are
in
you?
My life to Wyoming. I'm trying to. I hope it fits
Yay!
In between things. I drew a tag, like a 1 in 1,000 tag.
Joel, that's amazing.
I'm going to John Nenn's place, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
He's the one who brought in Tyler Hatcher. Isn't it crazy how everything
Small
is connected
world.
In
yes.
this world?
Yes. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
Well, so yeah, it'll be a good time. I'm super excited, and hopefully we can make it.
When can real quick, when can we check it out? When can we see the Wild Race?
So it'll be airing again on the Sportsman's Channel for season 3 next year. We're not sure if we're going to do second or third quarter yet, so we're just waiting and making that final decision, but it will
check out the Wild Race on the Sportsman's Channel with star Jessica Ann, who's actually a really good hunter also, so... I mean, for serious, she shot better than me out in the field. Which
she's pretty amazing.
Although that's not a very high bar. When we come back, the number one high school football player in the state, Tyler Hatcher, joins us. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back. Raised in Wisco, high school football edition. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We got Jessica Ann in the studio, but more importantly than that, we got the number one quarterback in the entire state.
Woo!
Tyler Hatcher. Tyler, what's up?
What's up?
Is that what the kids say? Do the kids still say that these days? What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they, are they like...
The whole head nod.
Dude, that game was fire.
No, it's not like that. It's like what up? It's like, what up, Bruno? That game was fire last time.
That game was fire last time.
Fire?
That's fire,
bro.
What?
I'll tell you what, bro.
Why can't it be close?
Oh, bro.
What?
Dude, listen.
Oh, man.
This kid...
I don't miss
not
being
only,
young.
Not only does he have a great personality...
He does.
First
Definitely
time I met
does.
Him, something that is missing among so many young people these days, I met the kid, I shook his hand, he looked me right in the eye.
Yep.
So often, young people are looking, like they stare at their phones so much that they're looking around. They don't know what to look at when they shake your hand and meet you anymore.
And you know what also impressed me? Because I have this thing. Granted, I'm 35. I'm not this old lady, whatever. But I hate, don't you dare.
I didn't say you
Joel
were
no, Clayfish. If I knew your middle name.
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Okay, back to my story. When people shake my hand, and they shake my hand like a stupid lady,
whoa.
The fingertips.
Yep.
I hate it so much,
I was thinking that the whole time.
The floppy fish. But Anastasia. He shook my hand like an actual adult, and I appreciate that. That was definitely
the
a first
fish.
Impression.
I can't handle a wet fish handshake. I cannot handle it.
Yep.
Tyler.
So thank you. I have to say that because you're talking great about him. I need to talk great about him because it's us females in this world. It's good job. High five.
All right. Fire well, five. When I shake my wife's hand, it's almost like she breaks my hand. So
she's amazing.
I'm used to
she
a very firm handshake.
All of the things.
Tyler, you are having an outstanding season, and this is only your second year ever quarterbacking.
Or it's my first year.
It's your first year. How on earth do you get to be 17 years old and all of a sudden you realize for the first time, holy crap, I should have been quarterbacking for longer? Or how did it happen? How did it even start and how did it happen? How do you end up being the number one quarterback in the state your first year ever playing quarterback?
Definitely the dreams I had when I was a kid playing in the NFL. I think a lot of kids had that. And the biggest thing was just playing every position and finding out that I loved every position. But when it came to freshman year, I started getting experience at quarterback because I was like, our team needs a quarterback for the freshman team. So I started practicing and I played the freshman season. And then sophomore year, I played quarterback again and I played the for the JV team. And freshman year, actually, we went 0-7 because this is my first year playing quarterback. So we talk about first year. We talk about first year varsity this year at quarterback.
Right.
But I just started playing quarterback freshman year, but we went 0-7. So if you think about that, that's really bad. And then sophomore year, over the grind of just practicing the offseason with receivers, we went 4-5 sophomore year on JV. And then last year, I played running back and receiver on the varsity team, and we went to semifinals with our old quarterback, Nate Coleth. He was a 3-year starter. And so I was always in his back pocket when I played quarterback, I was a two, but I played running back and receiver because coach said I was an athlete and needed me on the field. So I was like, yep. I mean, I love every position of football, so I'll be willing to do whatever. And then this year, after a long off season of doing 7-on-7 and using the athletic center that we have to work out and throw in the wintertime and just going through the process and loving the process, the more than the results. And through the process, I've gotten great results. And I think that's the biggest thing. And just being motivated to keep doing well and practicing every day with my heart and just remembering the kid I was when I was practicing in the backyard with my friends and my dad and stuff. So, that's the biggest part.
Yeah. You have an extra motivation this year, don't you?
Yep.
I mean, you have not had an easy year. I mean, most people who go through a loss like you did, your dad died very recently.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how you carry that with you and how that motivates you. And what were some of the conversations you had? You were, fortunate enough to have some conversations with him before he died. Tell me how that carries you through what you do and how you aim to be as a human being and a football player.
Well, the biggest thing is every time I talk to him and when things were getting closer to the time, he was always saying, Tyler, I don't want you to stop being happy. And I was like, I'm such a happy person. I'm going to keep being like that for the rest of my life because that's what my dad wants me to be. And I think playing football makes me happy, of course. So, having a lot of great teammates to help support me really, really got me just in the right mindset for this season, knowing that these guys love me and care about me, and the culture we have with our team and our coaches really help with my mental health. And then letting it, obviously, I talked about the process, these guys were all there for me and they practiced with me, and knowing that was like, well, do I have any say in like, hey, I want you guys, like, I need to like be a great leader this year because I'm going to be the quarterback. But just overall being a better person. And if I ever did lose motivation, which I'm not losing motivation right now, but if I ever did, I just have to think back and be like, hey, think about what dad said, like be a happy person and be the best version of yourself and keep grinding every day at what you love.
Do you carry a lot of the conversation, a lot of his memory with you when you head onto the field and into the games? Do you carry a lot of the conversations that you had together and a lot of the motivation that he helped you with? Do you bring that with you onto the field?
Yes. I do think of when I get nervous, because I get anxiety before the game, you start to sweat, and then you got to find that peace in your mind that can calm you down. And it's that that feeling that I had when I practiced with my dad all the time. And throwing in the backyard as a kid, just loving the game. Just I tell myself, hey, just treat it like you're in the backyard throwing with your dad or throwing with your friends. Just loving the game and understanding that there's pressure, but you can put that pressure off yourself when you calm your mind. So I calm my mind and I just play the game and I get in the zone, and I just think at that point, there's nothing else that's going through my head besides play-by-play.
I think a lot of people, particularly today, kids have so much on their plate and so many pressures just to get through life. You have all the pressures now of social media that we didn't have when I was younger. You have the pressure of thinking, why is everybody else having fun but me? Because all you see on social media are the posts of everybody having a great time, having fun, going to parties. And there's this propensity as a child. I mean, when we were young, if there was another party going on, we didn't know about it. So we didn't beat ourselves up about not being there. We didn't beat ourselves up about, oh my gosh, they caught the biggest fish or shot the most geese, because we didn't know about it. Now there's this pressure on kids that exists so heavily to feel like they're included, this FOMO, fear of missing out. And I think then you add the pressures of being an elite high school athlete, and people don't realize that today high school football is such an intense sport with so much riding on it as far as futures of kids going to college, as far as the importance the schools place on the success of their athletic teams. How do you manage the pressures of regular life as a kid. I mean, you're a young man. You seem to be incredibly well adjusted. You're friendly. You've got a great, you know, sense of communication about you. How do you manage the added pressures of being the pinnacle of what Sussex Hamilton rides on, with you going into every week?
I just have confidence when I play the game. But when you started talking about like the other like aspects of life, not football, like outside of football, I tend to not be distracted. And when I think of other people's lives, I think of like not the partying. I think of the scholarships, the offers that these other kids are getting. It's like, I wish I could be like that. And I'm gonna go at it, and I'm gonna practice my heart out and try to get to that and keep going until someone tells me I can't. And nobody's gonna tell me I can't, because I'm gonna keep going, because I'm gonna go right through that. So I think more of like, I'm not missing out, because I'm gonna keep doing me, and I think that shows on the field, and people know I can be a playmaker and play any position. So the pressure comes off when you start to realize and have that self confidence and not think, oh, there wouldn't be anybody else I'd want in the situation besides myself. I wouldn't want an NFL quarterback or anything, you know?
Do you have advice for other kids in your school or other schools out there that do not have football to fall back on to help with the confidence, like with the social media and everything? Do you have advice for anybody else?
I think just put your phone down, honestly. Just put your phone down.
Amen, brother. You have not looked at the 3x7 once since you've been here. Amen.
Day by day.
I was going to ask, that is a great question, Danielle, and it's the quintessentially perfect answer, Tyler, because I was going to say to you, I was going to say, do you have a lot of friends?
I hope
you have hundreds, thousands of friends, because they could take an example from this young mm-hmm. man as to what is important in life, what to strive for, what to use as your example in a mentor and life goals, because so often, so much is consumed on that 3-inch by 7-inch two-dimensional screen, and life is lived in 3D. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, by all accounts, it appears that you're living in that life. And you also seem to be one of those kids who wants everyone at your school included in the excitement, in the winning, in the school spirit. And for me, you know, I've got daughters who are polar opposites. And if football is your thing, have football be your thing. If the plays are your thing, or if being in band is your thing, all of those things can be that outlet. And we get so caught up. Does it drive you nuts how caught up people get in their phones and refuse to just to put them down and escape?
Oh,
and they feel empty without them.
I can imagine high school right now with phones. Granted, 2006 is not that long. Well, it is a long time ago, but 2006 is when I graduated. And I just remember holding a razor, flipping up a phone and playing Snake on my phone.
And everybody wants to like record things, and I understand that, like the memory part, but mm-hmm. when you're doing something like, and you do something like talk about other people's lives, but also talk about the point like that you can't get away with a lot of things, like little things you might do wrong, you might say something wrong.
Nobody can be a human being anymore.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just, I don't know. It's just sometimes, you just got to put the phone down and just be like, I'm going to live in the moment. I'm going to enjoy my time with my friends. Because
I
have friends that we'd be like sitting down at the lunch table, or we'd be hanging out, and they start watching TikTok. And I'm like, why do you got to watch TikTok right mm-hmm. now? I mean, like, I understand, like, if you're bored and you're maybe sitting in your bed at night and there's nothing else better to do and you don't want to sleep, yeah, you can watch a TikTok. But you're with me right now. You're with your friends. Like, spend some time together. Let's bond together and enjoy these memories together.
So. Tyler, we're going to go talk to Mike Crute. We're going to start a different show on this radio station. We're going to give armchair psychology advice, because this kid's got it going on. He knows what's going on. And there is a reason. It is not, I don't believe in coincidences, Tyler, and it is not a coincidence that you are thriving in this position. I think God has put you in this place because you are a leader. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, this is not going to be the end of the ride for you. This is just the beginning. You may have, by all accounts, gotten what some might consider a late start, but you came out of the gates in the lead and you're the railbird the whole way. I'm telling you, the advice that I've heard out of you in 15 solitary minutes is something so special and specific that the generation you exist in could embrace. Because right now, you go to a concert, and guess how those people watch that live concert? They watch it on the screen of their phone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. What a great show. What a great guest we have. What a great panel we've had. We got to go to break right away already. When we come back, Tyler Hatcher, the number one quarterback in the state, we're going to talk to him about his plans for college, his plans for the future, and I'm going to seek more advice because this kid's got it going on. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back on 540 AM WAUK. Good job, buddy. About time I got my Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WAUK. And anywhere you can listen to us on the Civic Media stations throughout the state of Wisconsin on the web.
Spotify
Danielle,
and Apple.
Spotify, Apple. You can listen live. You can listen to it as a podcast after it's over. You just said Wisconsin.
Raised in Wisco has a Facebook page now.
Yes, we do.
It's very exciting.
Join the Facebook page. I've been watching, and we've been gaining followers on that like mad.
Yes, we have.
So join it. Danielle and I are going to share a lot of our experiences in the field. We went to the break talking to one of the most insightful young people I've talked to in quite a while, Tyler Hatcher. Not only is he on a number one high school football team right now, Sussex Hamilton's doing great. I still got to cheer for my Kettle Moraine Lasers. Got to. My daughter's on the cheer squad there, and they're doing great. Her boyfriend Eli's kicking some butt out there. But Tyler Hatcher putting up some major numbers as a quarterback. Most passing yards in the entire state of any high school football quarterback. Joining us, has an incredible outlook on life, really knows how to, as we used to say in the 90s, keep it real. He understands the priorities in life, and that is living with real communication with real people face-to-face in a three-dimensional world and not on the phones. And it's funny because the irony of it is, and I'm guilty. I am absolutely guilty.
We are all guilty of it.
Of being devoted to the phone and John Zen, who's in the studio with us, it's frankly the most I've ever seen him not talk in my life.
Yeah. Well, he can't talk. He's not on the radio.
I know, he's not on the radio. But
otherwise,
bro,
you just hear
talks.
His voice in the background.
Bro can talk. And his wife, Heidi's listening, I'm sure. She's awesome.
Yes, she
and
is.
It's good to have you along for the ride, John. But one of the things you talked about was during the break was that it's an addiction, and it's because that you get that dopamine push. Mm-hmm. Whoever created the like button, they wanted you to get that dopamine push, and that dopamine push is a powerful drug. It's powerful like heroin. So how do we break that addiction? You know, I ask that hypothetically because I don't know there's an answer, and I want to get back to Tyler Hatcher. You are playing out of your mind right now. If this continues and you stay healthy, which I just assume you will, because you look like an awfully fit kid to me.
Yeah, he was stretching before the show.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, are you supposed to be working out right now? He's like, no, just stretching. Oh,
hey,
okay.
I stretch my epiglottis before I eat dinner. Okay?
Or maybe
I want to strain something.
Or maybe I just can't stay still and I just got to do it. So.
Maybe he's got a touch of, you know, anxiety.
I mean, I wish I was like still stretched off and I could probably...
Tyler, where do you want to go to college? What do you think? I mean, do you want to play football in college?
Yes, I do want to play football in college. Not decided on a school yet. I think I want to do something in civil engineering and becoming a developer, but that's up in the air because I want to do something that involves obviously my personality and talking to people. So I don't know if engineering's like that, but I mean, I've heard some things like behind a desk, but I don't know. I mean, schools wise, I don't really have a plan. I visited some schools like Oshkosh, Eau Claire, going up to Duluth this weekend with my buddy Nick Keen. We're going there for a game day visit, so I can't wait to just see what the opportunities are given to me and Just like this. I mean, I took the opportunity to come here and you guys invited me out and I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and
it's an honor having you here. Thank you for coming.
So I just want to take every opportunity I have. And
I'm going to tell you what is going to happen if some coach out there or some team understands what they're going to get with you. You are at the very beginning of what you are going to bloom into. You already, in your first year, are absolutely dominating all of high school football in the state with your numbers at quarterback. You take that and you've got an incredibly motivational attitude. You have a work ethic that's often unrivaled, particularly in your generation. And what's going to happen is that some coach is going to recognize that, and they're not going to make you a quarterback on their team. They're going to make you the basis and the foundation of a team that is going to be successful in college. And if you're listening out there and you have a connection to a college or university that wants their system to be successful, you are hurting yourself if you don't look at Tyler Hatcher. Because just in the half hour that we've been talking with this kid, he has really got his stuff together. And if it weren't one of the six words I couldn't say, I would have said the other
seven.
Word, Anastasia, seven
okay,
words.
Okay, careful.
This kid has really got it together. And I want to know what, how are you looking at the rest of your senior year? Because for a lot of kids, you know, a lot of people my age, 50 years old, they're wearing their letter jackets because that was the pinnacle of their life. And this is going to be one of those times in your life that you're going to always have to look back on. But I already tell, you don't look at this as the peak, do you?
No, I do not. I do enjoy it. And I think that, like, coming off a big win against Marquette, like, Marquette was a team that had four straight shutouts before our game, and then we won. We put up 50 points on them, and so it's like that wasn't enough for me. I mean, like, I looked at it, I smiled and I said, let's go. I mean, I wasn't nervous. I mean, I was confident that we were gonna do well. I mean, 50 points is like that's nuts. But just
yeah, that
just
is, yeah.
I mean,
crazy.
I mean, just like understanding that like there's more to come, and just I'm gonna stay hungry and I'm gonna bring it with my team. I think we have a great culture and we play for each other. I mean, I'm not playing for myself. I mean, I understand that I want to get recruited and I want these college coaches to see what I'm doing. But I'm playing. My team success, like it's player success comes from team success. You know, so without the guys I have on my team, I wouldn't be doing as well as I am. And without the offensive line, they've let up zero sacks this year.
Wow.
The wide receivers, I got the best wide receiving core in the state. I got a good running back, Hayden Cobbersmith. The defense gives me a great look every day, and the coaching staff is amazing. Setting up a great game plan for us every week. And so, before Coach Gum, we had a wing T offense. So now when Coach Gum came here, we got a spread offense. So I was able to throw the ball more, or I was gonna start throwing the ball. So I was like this is my chance. I could throw the ball. My dad said I had a good arm, so I was like, I'm gonna try out for quarterback. And so I tried out for quarterback, and now look what it's brought me to. So when you said everything
good
happens
for
a reason, I mean, it's no joke. Everything happens for a reason. I believe God has a plan, and I'm going to keep going with that.
And I'm telling you what, you got your dad as an angel on your shoulders for the rest of the season. You are going to do great things in your life, in football, I can already tell. And I'm going to make sure that you come back and be a guest on our show again. Tyler Hatcher has joined us. Man, the show goes so fast,
so
and
fast.
What an awesome show it is. And I'm just glad they put these on podcasts because people need to listen. And kids, if you're out there age 15 to 25, listen to this kid, Tyler Hatcher. He's got some real good things to say. Jessica Ann, I wish you the best on your show this season. Great hunting with you so far. Danielle.
Joel.
Awesome to be with you as always.
Always.
We will be back next week on Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's right next to me. We'll see you next week.
And I just wanna spin you round and round this dance floor, get you drunk on a love like mine. Might wind up and still